June's mom, whenever they tell me they want. I'm starting on May 26th. Starting, those want to prepare in advance. We're starting right over here. Omer Abi Chelbo, Zayin Aman Aleph. Omer Abi Chelbo, that's the sugya of Shiva Simei Mishnah and Sheva Brachas and Talmud Chadashis and the whole story. Goes up Zion of Ches, as far as I want to get with the Shem and June's mom. I made a calculation, I think 19 Shura. If I and we go nice and slow, and I consider Shura whenever everyone wants. Maybe we'll make a list between now and Thursday, you know, when people want Shura. And when we come for the Bechinas, but you have to offer the Bechinas, don't have a vote. When we come for the Bechina, I'll make a list, I'll compile a list, and the Dov Sel will make it. It makes no difference to me. I can give Shura any time in the June's mom. Okay, Rebbe Osei. Zayin Aman Aleph. Says the Gemara on Zayin Aman Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda shara lemivel betchila b'yomtiv. Not on Shabbos, only on Yomtiv. My diet of why is it mutter on Yomtiv? Mitov shehutra chabura letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech. What's chabura letzorech? The shech the behema, right? That's a shechit on Yomtiv. Hello, Meyato. Mutolasos mugmor biyomtiv. What's that, Rashi? Rashi, the tzorach of nefesh called shchita. So shalom tzorach of nefesh means like a biyel chabur with a biyel pias mitzvah. Mugmor b'stomim al ha'esh legamer es hakelim ves habegodim. They would take spices, put a fire, and thereby give a pleasant fragrance into dishes, into garments. You gotta do that. He says, no, you're not. Why not? Why not? Be told, should you have oil at Zorach? You gotta put on a candle. Put your name shalom at Zorach. You can like, what's going on? You gotta, you know, adjust fires on Yantab. You'll know that. Omelie, no. Alecha makro. Acha sheyocha lechol nefesh. Dover ha-shova lechol nefesh. Period. What's the pasuk? You have a Torah or a Sholem? Please look, it's very important. This is the pasuk we're speaking about today and tomorrow. This is the pasuk. Shmos Yudbeis Tetzayah. Let's read it in the beginning. Yom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, Yom HaShvi'i Mikra Kodesh, Yom Lechem. Kol Malacha Lo Ye'aseh Bohem. It's the pasuk Chol HaMoed. You can't do Malacha on the first day of Yontif and on the last day of Yontif. Malacha is not allowed. Ah, but Hashayach HaLechol Nefesh Ulevado Ye'aseh Lechem. That's the critical, that's what all we're talking about these today and tomorrow is these few words. Fine? So the Vazimura Darshan, the Chol Nefesh, Dabra Shabba the Chol Nefesh. It's the Drush of Chazal. Omele Ravacha, Bered, Ravad, Ravashi, Elamayatan, is Damelot, Svi, Biyamtiv, Hov, and a Shabba the Chol Nefesh, Havanami, the Asim, and the Shkatein. You can't slaughter a deer. Who in this room has ever eaten deer, ever? Who's ever eaten deer? Where?
LA.
Where? Levana? Levana? You don't know where. Is the restaurant still up on the restaurant? Is it still up? There's a restaurant called Levana's. Very upscale restaurant on the west side. Someone once said, they're the only place that serves deer. They asked me to come to once I ate there. They want to serve me deer. I said, yes. You order the deer, I'll take a little piece. I had a little piece of this. It's supposed to be super spectacular. Finally, I said, give me a piece of chicken, please. Yeah. But it's supposed to be some highfalutin, high-end, it's hard to chef, how to catch a deer, right? So you can't chef? Omelay, no. Ano dover had sorech lechol nefesh kamina. Svi, sorech lechol nefesh. What does that mean? What does that mean? Olecha makadover lechol nefesh lechol nefesh at Rashi mutter ubi'i lo shabba lechol ava mugmer ena ele lemefunakim. No, a tzvi is also lemefunakim. The answer is no. A tzvi is considered lechol nefesh. You just can't afford it. You can't afford it. Whereas a mugmar, if you can afford it, don't do it. It's only for mufunakim. And the expression Amerikai mufunak, you went digital, they gave you that expression. Comes from Rashi and Subas, that was Zion Lael. You know, it's a very high level type. Akan Rabosai, Subas Agamar. Any questions? Gamar Rashi? Now, Tosis. Mitom Shukru Latorah. Pirish Latorah Ovel Nefesh. Hutunami Shalom Latorah Ovel Nefesh. Uvulvad et Tosis. She had tzorach hanos hayom, ot tzorach kiyem mitzvah miyamtiv. Where do you have precedent? Ki da ot tzorach kotn lemulo v'sefer Torah likos bo. Lulav Latzeis Bo. Beit Stafi Beis Amin Aleph. Beis Shammai Osrim. U Beis Hillel Matirim. Beis Shammai Denais Mitoch. And Beis Hillel Osrim Mitoch. Aber Shalom Letzorach Hayom Klal Lo. Kimo Hotzoas Avonim Demechayev. If you carry out rocks for no purpose, Yechayev is saying that same demand Beit Yud Beis. Period. The Ha'ov Femiyot of Lechol. The Rav Chista, the Amaloke. You get Malkus if you cook on Yom Tov for the next day. Why? What does Ho'el mean? Since Ho'el v'mikli orchim. If guests will come, I can feed it to the guests. There are no guests. So Rav Huna holds some Ho'el, Rav Chista denies Ho'el. You don't know Ho'el, you're chayim. Why? What happened to Mitoch? No. It's not a Tzorach Hayom. It's not a Tzorach Hayom. It's for tomorrow. So Mamel, you get Malkus? Ushchitas olas nedava the shore live beis hillel. Once again, it's a machlokas beis shammai beis hillel. Will you say mitoch or don't say mitoch? Presumably, that's what Tosis is assuming over here. Assuming over here, and there it says that it's also the beis shammai buta the beis hillel. What's the tzorach hayom? There is a tzorach hayom. What is that? Haydu mishum shlo yishulchan chamolei v'shulchan rabka choser. It's not nice. Your table is full. And your Rebbe's table, Hashem's table, the Mizbeach, should be empty. It's also called Tzorach Hayom. Umot say chometz betov beso davina perkamet psachim. The kof alav kli below sharina nesorfo mishum mitoch. Why can we burn it? Mitoch. Tzorach Hayom. Tzorach Hayom. Why? Tzorach Hayom to get rid of the bayra bayamotze, tashvisu, etc. No, different reason. Hani mishum da also the sorfo midrabana mishum mukta also the tavlo. Nothing to do with Anisa Doraisa Malacha. No, the Malacha Bimut, it's Tzorach Hayom. I will ain't low, my Darik Shabitlo, and therefore it's not Tzorach Hayom, Tashvisa, no. The Mikonga with Rabbana Mitzvah the Sarfo, have it Tzorach Hayom. The Mitzvah the Rabbana Nami Shavin and Hechadik the name of Mitoch. Even by the Rabbana, you apply, how can that be? How can a Mitzvah the Rabbana be Mata Malacha Doraisa? It's just no. A Mitzvah the Rabbana is labeled as a Tzorach Hayom on the level of Daraisa. That which the rabbis require of you is no less what you want. You have a particular need. That the need to follow rabbinic instruction is also a need. The Daraisa is a need. Fine. How the pligi v'shamei v'sil v'beit v'yud beit. The v'vashel gira noshe v'yomte v'yacholo. The v'shamei less l'mitoch loke. What do you mean loke? Because you're v'vashel v'yomte. It's one of the Lamatas Malachas, which is Osir, and even the Bishul is Mutter and Afrikid and Oshen. Ule Beis Hillel, the Islam Mitoch, and Aloke. Why not? Why not? Why should you get Malchus? You can't eat it. Tzorach Loma. Afa Gav Lochoshiv Ochal Nevim Shem the Osir, Shem Isa the Rochav Aleim, and Ochal Nevim is an objective criterion. It's trait. It's not Ochal Nevish. Mikoma Kom Tzorach Hayomu. Okay, with the ochel, you're a bum, you're over Nisar Doraisa of eating Gid HaNashe. Doesn't matter, you're eating it. It's called the Tzorach Hayom Tzatz. How do you like that? You're eating tripe. For you, it's a Tzorach Hayom. Here we read. Don't saw us, Tinoch Letayel, having Tzorach Hayom. Take a walk on Yom Tov. You know, we grew up before Erev. There were no Erev. When I grew up, there were no Erev. I mentioned this recently to you. No Erev. So you couldn't go out. Yom Tov was the big deal. Yom Tov, everyone would go out with their baby carriers and take a walk. What do you mean? Shalom Torah? No! Tzorach Hayom? He who saw the Torah Nochri to carry for a goy? Osir! Why? For that very same pasuk, who levadi also lechem, the more dashes in the Sefta Beitza, lechem below the Nochrim. So you can't carry for a non Jew? Umashinog, who at the whole Tzorach Nochri, they used to have a meaning in the time of the Baliat Tarsus. To carry things for Goyim, Gevalt. It's amazing toast. I'm not going to read the whole thing at the same time.
Why would they carry stuff for Goyim?
That was it. They had maybe a non-Jewish laborers or helpers, whatever it was.
Wouldn't it be that non-Jews were carrying stuff for them?
That's today's world. In those worlds, the other way around. It's a historical phenomenon, which toast always is very careful to justify what goes on in the real world. If the Vilna Gaon look at this and say, the world is wrong! But Tosis doesn't accept that. They're almost always going to try to justify the meaning that existed in their time. So Chassidi Ashkenaz said, big tzaddikim in those days. So first they say, Ein Erev Otzah B'Yantif, that there's no history of carrying for no purpose on Yantif, or maybe it's only a Carmelist, or but they give a whole series of attempts to try to justify this point, which is, for the lack of time, we're not going to go into right now. Fine. But it comes up brief in the next Tosis. Ela me'ata imutu las mugu b'yomtev. Kintamu l'didei nami tikshi. V'chilo sovad amina mitoch. You want to deny mitoch? And that's why you're asking mugu b'yomtev. Pa taima de be'sila l'achi, be'sila osa mitoch. You don't know about be'sila? You're not going to be'sila? Yes, my higher soul, the Machshon held. The Talmud of Beisil, the Shem the Ein Eir Motzah. As the Moor suggested in the Beis, there's no Issa Motzah on Yantif. Period. 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 That's all. That's answer number one. Answer number two, which is tricky. Higher soul bear, this Machshon, Hutra Shalom the Tzorach, yes, he did help me talk. Uvilvad Shedava HaRogil. Dava HaRogil. What does Rogil mean, Yantif? What's Rogil mean?
Common.
Ulachi parich, the zeh, which means a deer's meat, is eno ragil, femi mugmar. If regilus is the criterion, then how in the world can you ask a mugmar mimatir a tzvi? A tzvi is much more uncommon than mugmar. Okay. This is the sort of. Both I now answer the following fundamental question. This idea of mitol according to Beis Hillel. How do we know it's true? Who told Beis Hillel that it's true? How does Beis Hillel know, again, for the third time, how does Beis Hillel know that we apply the principle of Mitoch? It's an obvious point because Beis Shammai disagrees. What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? That's my question. Whoa. See if this is the right one. Yes, it is. The Urayim Simon Shin Dalet. Melechas Ochel Nefesh is Mutter. He quotes the Pasuk. Achash Yachel Hulavari Yosel Lechem. Fine. Machshir is a question. That's a question. Because the Gemara says in Masechta Beitza, where do you get it from? Lachem lachol tzorchechem. I who will all machshirin? Depends if it's Efsha or Efsha Me'er Abyantiv. Fine, that's good. Lavdak ochel nefesh yitir hakosav. Elafilu kol hanos hanefesh. Not only ochel nefesh, which is the body, but hanos hanefesh means the soul. Same with nefesh means two different things. But in this context, we'll see, it means the body initially. Why? Because it's not the base, the peg base, chaf alpha base, but shami omim, this is very, very important. Lo yecham odom chamen l'raglov, elam ken ruyu l'shtiyah. You're not permitted to heat up water to wash your feet, unless you can have it, use it for your tea. You have it for tea, so you can left over from the tea to wash your feet. Beisilim atira. Beisilim atira. Halachim beisilim. V'tamo t'chsiv ha-sheyocha l'chol nefesh. Look at this amazing idea. Who says that a sheyocha l'chol nefesh includes bathing? Last time I looked, sheyocha meant eating. Where in the world is Beis Hillel lied to heat up water to wash your feet based on the word Hashem Yochel? Says the Halakha Yireim. If you remember, we learned before Pesach the Sugyas and Psachim with the Shaloka Derech Achilah and the whole story that came up then. What does it say? It says in Psachim, Chof Alpha Beis, Ben Lechizkar and Rav Babo, Kol Mokum Shenemer Lo Yochel, Achilah V'Hanah V'Mashma. Those who argue with Yochel, you remember, Yeyochel, if you remember. Period. So how do you know you can wash your feet? It's included as Sheyochel. Sheyochel means Yehone. And washing your feet is also a Hanoh. V'davka Hanoh, Hashavah, L'chol Nefesh, T'chsiv, lechol nefesh. Aval hanosh ein neshama lechol nefesh asura. That's our Gemara. Also over here in Masechta Ksubos, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. It's the only place in Shas that I know about where this principle is articulated. No, am I correct? I think Shavu Lechol Nefesh is only found over here. So you learn the whole Masechta Beitz, you wouldn't know it. It's here in Masechta Ksubos Dav Zayin. Now watch this. Umeleches mitzvah mitog shihanos neshama muteris. He changed up the word nefesh, which meant guf, to the word neshama, because nefesh means both. Nefesh can mean the body, can mean the soul. It says in Beitzah, Beishami yom ein motzien es hakotn lo asalula lo sefer Torah l'reshus harab ubeisila matirin pirish kotn l'mol alula v'nanei lo sefer Torah l'kuzbo. Tama de Beisilo, what? Mishum hutra hotzor l'tzor hanos aguf. Hutra nami shalo l'tzor hanos aguf. Ach, sheyiel hanos ha-neshama. Pirish mitoch. What does that mean? Mitoch, also mikro atzmo. Shatolomeid heter hanos aguf. Atolomeid heter hanos ha-neshama. Di acha sheyochol l'chol nefesh ksiv. Pirish Sheyahona lechol nefesh, kasher shpirashti lemala besamuch, v'chol aguf nikres nefesh, including the neshama, shuvinavshin lechoichi, voice of nefesh, adoni tzur, b'tzur achayim, as Hashem alokev. Amazing. The word nefesh includes the body, and it includes the soul. This, therefore, Abosai, is the amazing pshat of the Arayim in Mitoch. What's he saying over here? Mitoch, according to the Arayim, is really an extension of the original Machlokas Beisham and Beisilel, where you allow heat of water to wash your feet. Beisham is a strict constructionist. He understands the Yachal means to eat, nothing more. And Beisilel says, no, Yachal is any kind of ano. Therefore, Nefesh can mean the guf, washing your feet. But once you're going beyond eating, it can also be an ano smitzah, because Nefesh also means the neshama. He quotes chapter and verse. Above, this is the Urayim's beautiful explanation of the source of Mitoch and the definition of Mitoch. Very, very, very important. Very important. Yes?
Does he disagree then with Taisus as the movement?
Oh, slowly, 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 slowly. That this, the fundamental dispute is Anas Haguf included in Ochel Nefesh? Basila says, yes, Memela Hanas HaNeshama. So it's an extension. Beishamai cuts him off at the pass. He says, even Anos HaGuf is awesome. Memeli can all the possible extend it to Anos HaNefesh. Oh. Question for Kamesh of Mosai, what's the in our Gemara? Our Gemara, look at our Gemara. What did the Gemara say over here? The Gemara is Matir Chabura on Yom Kippur on Shabbos. Why? Mitoch Shehutra Chabura Letzorech Hutra Nami Shelo Letzorech. What's the question over here? We're talking about Hanos Haguf. According to the Urayim, what does it mean? Mitoch Mutter Hanos Haguf is Mutter Hanos HaNeshama. But here it's Hanos Haguf. So why are you saying Mitoch? It's not doing Mitoch. It's not doing Mitoch. The answer is, we said before, it's Ho Beho Talio. If you hold to Mitoch, that means Hanos Haguf is included in the word Yachol Lechol Nefesh, based on Pesachim Chafalim. Memela Hanos HaNeshama could be included as well. Beis Shammai, who would deny Mitoch, they would in fact deny Hanos HaGuf also. So this Gemara, this Heter of Chabur Letzor by Bias Mitzvah, is only going according to Beis Hillel, because Beis Shammai would reject it. Even though you're right, according to Beis Hillel, it's not Mitoch in our way of saying it. It's really Hanos HaGuf. But Manasha, if you hold Hanos HaGuf is mutter, it's an automatic that Mitoch is mutter. Hanos HaNeshama is the same. And if you deny Mitoch by Hanos HaNeshama, you have to deny Hanos HaGuf. It splits off in an earlier stage. That's why we use the word Mitoch, even when describing Hanos HaGuf. Came near a lead, according to Shita Sayyurei. This is Shita number one, Rabbi Osai. Whether he agrees or disagrees with Tosfos, we'll see as we go. Now I asked you to see the Shita Mekubetzes, Rabbi Osai. And the Shita Mekubetzes here is critical. Shita Mekubetes has a lot to say. Cool. On this sugya. It's meant a short sugya, so you know there's quite a number of paragraphs. It's still somewhat short. That's why I felt free to sign the whole thing, because it's not that long altogether. Okay, watch. The Ravid. Okay, we read the Ravid? Let's read the Ravid. What did the Ravid say? Where did he get retold from? Who said so? Let's take a look. Take a look. Here we go. How do you know? V'nirei medevsiv lochem. Here's the following question. Hai kushin mitoch minolon minayel lahatir elamashi tira kosov kushin tzorach achil lamamish. Who did Beis Hillel get it from? So the Yoram gave his parents. Yoram said that Achila is lav dafka Achila means Hano based on Pesach of Chafalim. And once you have Hano, it's a good, you have Hano, it's a nefesh. But the Barabbah has a different terms. What's his terms? V'nirim. V'dechsiv lochem u'mashma l'chol tzorcheichem. Meiridik. L'chol tzorcheichem. It's a Pesach. It's a Pesach, Rav Osa. It's a Pesach. Even Machshirei Ochol Nefesh is also derived from lochem, as we saw a minute ago. Nonetheless, Efshe Me'erav Yontif, not allowed. So the Ravid wants to say that just like Machshir, which is derived from Lachem L'chol Tzorcheichem, nonetheless, Hu Levado comes to exclude a case. We could have done it before Yontif. So we should apply to Mitoch. You could have done it before Yontif. You shouldn't do it on Yontif, Rav Osai. Is that really true? Is that really true? Typo over here? Rad Vaz? Maybe it should be Rabaz. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe it's Rad Vaz. Rad Vaz is I don't know. It's the Rad Vaz, okay. The Rad Vaz is quoted from the Rad Vaz. He was living around the same time as Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi. This Zeshe kozel lo shavina mitoch el biyam shem Rav Yontif lo nira rabbeinu uvavare mitoch shavina b'chol ingin uvavare shi tzorach mitzvah tzorach hayom v'yo, watch this now t'kol ha-milsa ha-noas ha-gufi b'bila uvareach mugma v'dam el achila v'lo daikina b'in emshel lo emshel el b'machshir en dafka ad kan. This is why he doesn't like the fact that it's only that's what the only Eav Shemir Yom. Doesn't like it. What even Eav Shemir Yom. Not like Machshir. But so far he seems to agree with the Ravid that the source is what? The source is Lachem, Lachol Tzorchechem. But now, let's go back a little bit. Watch this. Is it another earlier Ravid? Oh. The question is this, what's from the Ravid? How much is from the Ravid? Ad kan lashon the Ravid, Zal, I thought, perhaps mistakenly, this is also from the Ravid. Well, it's the Shita Yashan. The question is, the Shita Yashan is taken on his own, or going from the Ravid? That's the question of who said it. But whoever said it, listen to what he says. What, look, everyone with me so far? Watch. Kolomar, kol olson melachos shehutru letzorach achila, lo hoyu bechlal osasukam melacha. Stop right over here. A third shita sounds like. According to the shita of the Urayim, yeyachol means hanos aguf and hanos aneshav. According to the shita arrived, it is derived from lachem lachol tzorcheichem. According to the opinion of the shita, whoever this is, we call the shita Yeshana. How's it derived? What did it say? Those malachas which are hutl l'tzorach achila are not included in the violation in the first place. By the siv rachmona sheyochal l'chol nefesh l'simono bi'amu d'kasvua shekol ha-malachas ha-tzrichas l'achila yimutoris b'yantav, period. The obvious question would be, what if it's a no good purpose? What if it's a no good purpose? It's not included in there. With Mamish, there are only 32 malachas on Yad, not 39. They're excluded completely. So why is it ever us? No, look what he says. Watch what he says. Watch. Uvilvah letzorche Yisrael. Avalol letzorche Akum. Why not? It's not a malacha. How can you answer it? Apparently, it's a separate and distinct prohibition of lachem velol and akum. A separate avera. Even though this malacha really shouldn't be included at all, it's a separate avera, lachem velol and akum, not to do anything for the purpose of an akum. So it seems shot in these words. So it appeared. Adka. Good. This is therefore a third shita. So you have the Urayan, the Raven, and we'll call this the Shita Yeshana. Does everyone agree with the Shita Yeshana? Absolutely not. My Elder Zeta, the Pnei Yeshua, quotes a Tosfos Mefurish against this last opinion that Shita Mekubetzes. Tosfos from the Sefer Shabbos, Tzadi Hei. Look at this Tosfos. Watch this. Tema l'ri keva demutul l'gabein b'yomtif minat Torah. What's the gabein mean? What's gavina? You can make cheese. Afilu be'efshar. Afilu emutu midrabanan el below efshar. Im kein. Nofal beso b'yomtif. Yemutul of nosa b'yomtif. Timitol shun b'huta b'yin l'tzorach b'gabein. Tavim shubona. It says in the Sabbath. Do you believe what's going on? Building a house. You know what Tosfos said? Building a house on Yom Tov. Only that's what they're born of. Huh? Huh? Says the Pnei Yeshua, this clearly is against the Shita Yeshana. The Shita Yeshana says, Mitoch means. These malachas are known as Ochel Nevishtik of malachas. You can't say that about Bonin. Impossible. Totally impossible. Oh. As a matter of fact, the Raven himself, or the Shita itself, I'm not exactly sure, as I said before, who's saying what. Watch this. Again, it's hard to know who is saying what. Somewhere in here, in the Sheet of the Kubetas, they reject, listen carefully, they reject the idea that the malacha is excluded completely. Why? Because what do you do with the din of Shavu L'chol Nefesh? If these malachas, again, it's hard for you to find everything. If these malachas are completely excluded, they're not, so merely you want to say it's also for a goy, they can understand. Especially because there's a cause of lechem below the nachri. That I can understand. But what are you going to do with the din of Shavu L'chol Nefesh? How do you explain that? Hold on a second. It should be somewhere in here. Yeah. Some way he says it can't be for that reason. But look at his compromise. A compromise. Watch this. Kol shem shchita chadi. V'kevet shehutra shchita l'tzor ha'chol nefesh. Hare lohoysa shchita b'chlal osasik l'malacha. Along the lines of the shchita yeshana from before. U'me'ata kol shchita muteris. V'hayna de shchita's olas nadav v'shar l'chulayam. Period. Avo min chabura acheres. Hare yadayin b'chlal osasik l'malacha. What does it mean, mitoch? Mitoch shehutra chabura l'tzorach pirish. Hachabura asriya l'tzorach ochel. Kagom. Shchita. Hutra nami hachabura she'eino asriya l'tzorach ochel. Gona hid the be'ila. Kevin the mikom akom. Hare yesh kan tzorach anos aguf. V'nim to lefizeh the kol shchita hutra afila shalom l'tzorach. Kevin the ikar shchita asriya regila l'tzorach olevish. Ushar chabura. Wow. A compromise view, Rabbi Osai, this is true with respect to Shechita, and it's true with respect to other Chaburas, for example, for Bias Mitzvah. And the same thing is true, according to this opinion, with respect to Havara. Hutra Havara, Asir L'Tzorach, Ochel Nefesh, Hadik Esh, L'Vashel Olam, Olefos Bo. Hutra namish lo tzorech ochel kagon hahi de mugmar. Ubikomakom tzorech anos aguf ikli, you have to have it. Hilkach. Kol havor le tzorech tavshel shari, no matter what. V'chol bishul shari, no matter what. Haide mavashul giranosh ed lo lak in the Beis Hillel. Not posted strap. It's called tzorech hayom. Come on, tzorech hayom. Straight. No, Bishul is mutter in all circumstances. Even if it's not a Tzorach Hayom, it's not included in Los Askim Loch HaNyantav at all. I offer Miyantav L'chol L'Ochle HaPchista. No, it's a different reason. What's the different reason? Bishul D'meichin L'chol, who are then named Shochet at Tzorach Chol, also. Tlovitiru Elo Ke'ein Shchitas Olas Nedava, She'en at Tzorach Chol, Afagav L'Tzorach Yantav Nami Lesson. So if it's no tzorech, it's mutter. Not including those that come along with us, man. But if it's a tzorech mocher, it's worse. What's the pshat? Look at the pasuk. Okay, have a look at the pasuk right now. Look at the pasuk itself. Look at the pasuk itself. What does it say? It says, Kol malacha lo ye'ase bohem. What does bohem mean? Translate the words. What is bohem? It's a pronoun. What's it going back on? All malachas may not be done on them. What then? What's them mean? First day Pesach, the seventh day Pesach. So acha sheyochal lechol nefesh, I had the word bohem. It's my shot. A new creative read of the pasuk. I don't need to change the text, that's for sure. It's as if it said, kol malacha acha sheyochal lechol nefesh, quote, bohem. Going back to what came before. Who levada yosalachem? Was a beferish of miut for anyone who's done the tzorach mocher. Even though these malachas are not really included originally in these malachas in the first place, but just like we said lachem alanarchem in the new iser, so too, if it's not for him, it's not for the purpose of yantiv itself. According to his opinions in the iser, that's what he's suggesting. Chiddush nifla v'neira ad ma'od. This is true with respect, as he said, to what? With respect to Shechita, as opposed to Chaburah. It's true with respect to Havar and Bishul, that they had their Gomer lesson for the Tzorach Machar. And so too with Hotzah. He's going to solve Tosus Prame Hotzah also. Hotzah, Mitoch Hidru Lutzorach Achila. Hudunam Ishlo Lutzorach Achila, V'chol Hotzah Lutzorach Achila, Afal Gavdein Lutzorach Yisrael, Shari! Came to Mekom Gong, Havar Yitzorach Achila. That's what they did in They took out the food for the guy too. Shalom l'tzorach achila, no. And also guf, it's a gemura. And he couldn't take other things out for a guy. Kena yanira l'farej. Wow. And according to them, there's no time for the minig carrying for a guy. It's a minig betos. So Rabbi Osai is we'll call it a fourth sheet. We had the Urayin. Right? Then we had the Ravitz, Lachem. Then we had those who said it's not included in the Yisra Malacha at all. And then as the Shita Yishan is compromised, the original form is not included in the Yisra Malacha at all. But other forms, even of the same exact Malachas, are included in the Yisra Malacha. The original forms of Mutter even Letzarech Agoy, not Letzarech Machar, whereas the other forms are also Letzarech Agoy. The Shita Yishan is compromised on this particular Nekuda. Fascinating.
What's the difference between the Urayim and the Raivid? Like, is there a practical...
The Urayim is based upon, I told you, Hanos, Haguf, Hanos, and the Shama is the same exact thing. Period. The Raivid has a Gderas HaKosov. Nafkamina would be Ev Shemi Erev Mei Erev Yom. The Raivid has its also. Same as Nafshir is derived from Lachem, so is this. Where the court of the Urayim would be Mutter. So Ochel Nevesh Mamsh. All Nevesh Mamsh we assume is Mutter, even though it's not a Bukhuyam. That's a general assumption. So we have that with the rice. Fine. Nara Bosa. Let's go slow. The Gemara in the Sefta Beta by Shchita for a Goy is Beferish. Lachem velo lenochem. With foolish black and white. So how can you tell me that Hotzah of food is mutter for a Goy? Why should the same drasha which excludes Shchita for a Goy, why shouldn't that exclude carrying for a Goy? We know you can't cook for a guy. There's even an issa to invite a guy to your house on Yantif, lest you cook for him. How can anybody say a cooking for a guy is mutter? It's against all the shas. What's the Shita Yishana talking about? Pella. The only way I have is to say, I have no choice but to say, maybe the Shita here holds, believe it or not, we don't pass in the drasha of Lachem Olah Nachman. Wow. Or at least this sugya goes against that psalm. He says shchitas olas nedava is mutter lechulei alma. What kind of lechulei alma? Not true. It's a machlokas in the sugya of Sefta Beta. Something lechem olah legavola. Can't do it. Apparently, our sugya goes maybe passing this way. We reject these drushes. Lechem olah lenafkam, lechem olah legavola, legavola. Apparently, are rejected. Period. We reject these drushes. That's number one. Or number two, Rabbi Osai, as I said before, we accept the drush of Lachem below the Nachrim only with respect to that which is included from Lachem. Whatever is included from Lachem, such as Mitoch, is excluded from Lachem below the Nachrim. But Ochel Nevesh Mamash, which is not taken from Mitoch, is no exclusion of Lachem Elon and Ochrim, Rabbi Osai. How do you like that? Amazing.
So what about the issue of inviting them in case you would cook for them?
So we cannot cook for them. Alright?
So in court to the Shita,
So you're asking a quick question. Why not? So apparently we don't pass like that. I have no choice. He's saying, Klar, you're allowed to cook for a guy. He said it before, you're allowed to cook for a guy. But the Gemara says, you can't cook for a guy. Because the machlokas, Amaroyim, Tanoim, whether you dash on Lachem or don't dash on Lachem. And even if you want to say he would dash on Lachem to exclude that which is included from Lachem, but cook is not included. Cook is Mamashokal Nevesh proper. Seems to me there's no other way out. It seems to be inescapable, to my knowledge. Inescapable. That's what I thought. Oh. It's interesting. I told you that the question, back to the Raivid again.
If he holds that though, why can't you cook for the next day? Because cooking is not a malacha.
Right, but the next day is also excluded. Why? From the word Bahem.
So he holds Bahem but not Lachem?
I don't know. I'm looking
maybe,
for.
Maybe you could say cooking for other people is not technically your ochel nefesh, and therefore it's not.
Could be.
It's not. That is part of shalom tzarech. It's not for could your be. Need.
That's a separate.
One step. Hold on. any event, Rabbi Osai, there are those who maintain that these Ochel Nefesh and Kamalavas were never included in the Isa of Kamalavas Yosef in the first place. So you can't ask for it. Maybe a boy, L'chevel O'Nachem, perhaps. Ain't a shovel of Ochel Nefesh, no way to ask for it. No way. No way. But the Yeshita Yeshana said, no, it is included. It is included in Kamalavas Yosef. It is included. Such as Shara Chabura, right, which are not Ochel Nefesh proper, then you can ask that Shein Hashem L'Ochel Nefesh as well. That's what could be said. That's what could be said. Fine. So according to the Shita Yeshana, what's the fundamental machlokas? Is Ochel Nefesh proper Mutner Shalom L'Tzarach Klal? That's what he said, the Feirish. Can I use terms that we're not used to using over here? What are the terms I want to use? Come on. Hutra and Chuya. You heard those terms. Hutra and Chuya. That's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Throughout Shas, the expression is used, Mitoch, Shehutra, except for one place. Who's a Bucky in Shas here? Who's a Bucky in Shas? Raise your hand, please. No one's raising your hand. It's one place in Shas, what we know as Mitoch is called Hoel. Strange, it's an unusual phenomenon. Those little psalms at the beginning, you may remember this. It's only a month after Pesach there, about saying. Shema mina, lo aminon, Hoel v'hutra havara l'tzorech, hutra namesh shalom. Hoel? Mitoch! This is reminiscent of expression in the Gemara. Ho ve hutra hutra. Ho ho ve ishtari ishtari. That's found in the Gemara in the Masechta Kiddushin. And there it means, what we call in our language, hutra. Hutra, hutra, hutra. Comes out according to this. According to Beis Hillel, it comes out that it's hutra. According to Beis Shammai, on the Tzorech, it's duchuya. So you cannot say mitoch. According to this version, the Shita Yeshana, what are they fighting about, Rabbi Osai? They're fighting about what's the nature of the Yisr. The same. The fundamental machlokas is this Yisr of Ochel Nefesh Mamash. Is it Muterah Shelo Letzorech? The Vashel Gid Anoshim. If it's Muter, then we say, quote unquote, I don't know if it's Mitoch. Holim! Hol Hutra Hutra. We call it Mitoch. We use the word Mitoch. The keyword, therefore, is hutra, not chuya. The reason Beis Shammai argues one that it's not, they again come up with the past. It's not hutra, it's chuya. It's also shalom l'tzarach klal. That's what comes out. It's a strange phenomenon. That's what it means. Again, what's the question? Before we said, Rabbi Osai, this sheet that holds that even Shalom Torah Klal, we thought is permissible. If that's the case, why should it depend upon Mitoch? Why? Even called the Beis Shammai. Who cares? He says, no, Beis Shammai denies that very point. And that's why they deny the whole Hutrut. It's not Hutrut, only Tchuyim. That's what I say according to the Shita Yeshana. It's compromise. Compromise. Oh. So now on both sides, let's go slow. Listen very carefully. We haven't even touched yet the opinion of the Rambam. We've spoken about source of Mitoch according to the Reim, we started with, the Ravid, right? And then two additional pshatim in the Shita of the Kubetzis. One says the entire thing is never included in the Issa Malach in the first place, and one says, well, the original form is not included, and the other forms, Chabura, that Shita, are included. With the various, the Rambam has a completely different view. Completely different view, I must say. Totally different view. He says like this, and what I'm saying to you now is all based on the Netziv. The Netziv. To look it up yourself, have a chance. Hamek Shela, I don't really have the Hamek Shela on Pigum. Is Shiltus from Sefer HaMitzvahs? Maybe. Maybe it's on the Sefer HaMitzvahs we had before. Yeah, I just thought of that. Shiltus from the Chaygo. Even if we have the Shiltus, we won't get to the Tziv, so not going to help us at all. Okay, you look it up. It's the Shiltus Nun. Os Aleph. I'm going to use terms for both sides to explain what I'm driving at. For both sides, what did Tosa say? Klar. Mitoch seems to apply to all of the 39 Malachas. They don't have any exemptions. But it's only a book of the Tzorach Hayom Tzas. You know what I call that? I call that horizontal Mitoch. What does horizontal Mitoch mean? A mile wide and skin deep. It only goes with Tzorach Hayom. With me? That's one opinion in Amoroyim. But there's another opinion in Amoroyim. And the opinion in Amoroyim says no. Vertical Mitoch. Vertical Mitoch. Where does Mitoch apply? In two Malachas only. In two Malachas only. On both sides. What are the two Malachas where it applies?
Chaburah.
Havara is one.
Bishol.
Hotzah is two. Havara and Hotzah, and that is it.
What about this Gemara?
Agamar. Let's see about Agamar in a minute. Only Hotzah and only Havara. Right. Those of us who have a Mishpat Hamole, maybe you'll find, no, for some reason, a Mishpat Achoser here. The quote doesn't quote any Maramach about Mitoch. Zero. We'll have to look it up ourselves in the Rambam. Okay. Ilchus Yom Tov. Perek Aleph. Not here. Kamalach alach adal shechayom aleh b'shabes and also b'yom tov shlo l'tzorach achila loke. What happened to mitoch? Loke, no. Even if it's tzorach yom and loke anyway. 37 malachas. Chutz v'nehal tzor v'reshus v'reshus v'havor. Only two exceptions. Shemitoch shehutro tzor b'yom tov l'tzorach achila. Hutter shalom the Tzorach Achila. And he never said you need Tzorach Hayom. So too, Mutal Lahavir, Hafi Shein Tzorach Achila. Ushar Malachis, Kol Sheish Tzorach Achila Mutter, Shchit, Afi, Elisha, Yotzebehen, Kol Sheim Tzorach Achila, Osir, etc. Kayotzebehen. Says the Rabbi, no! That's only the Hochim Chan and the Rabbah. Well, the Hadak Ner shall have told him, and I'm Madak Ner the Chavit, for you shall be Amr Lo Seros of Lo Sishri. The Rabbah is wrong. Even when it comes to the Melach of Havara, you need Tzorach Hayom Tzas. To Mefur Shigemara, Mugmar, Ein Hashav Lechol Nevesh, Rabbosai, the Rambam never quoted the din of Shavu L'chol Nevesh. Left it out. Look, you see, you have the Ein Mishpat Hamole. It's not here. Yeah.
Where do we say that from a certain Noche on?
That's Bilisha Ve'elech. That's Yerushalmi. Rav didn't necessarily mention that. Yerushalmi tells us what. Rabosai, this is a view of the Rambam Lahaloch. Where in Shas do we find a machlokas about this very point? It's a mefurash of Gemara here at the Beferish that you apply Shavu L'chol Nefesh, that it's mutar by Chabura. Where in Shas is another sugya which disagrees with our sugya? The Rambam is clearly holding our sugya Shalok Halacha. Number one, he never quotes Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Number two, he never quotes Mitoch by Chabura. It's against our Gemara twice over. Take a look at the Gemara, about saying Masechta Beitzah. Again, it's off the Netziv. Terach HaShulchan, who's the Netziv's brother-in-law, has a bar, that without this whole binyan, he suggests that it's in the tough study, hey, and Hotzad Avar unique for the following reason. Havara is a special pasuk. Of Savara Eish Mechom Moshoteh on Yom HaShabbos. According to one opinion, it's only a Lelav Yotzos. It's not really a full Malacha. And Hotzah is a Malacha Gerua, as we know from Tosfos Daf Beis and Shabbos. You have to quote other Psukim to explain why it's so. Those are two unique. That's he quotes Psukim. I'm not here to base it, but Psukim is based on Shas. Watch this over here. Watch this. Oh, from beyond the lechol, Rav Chisda Maloke. Right? This is the famous thing of ho. Rav Chisda says loke, you don't say ho. Rabbi says ain't a loke, say ho. That's number one. Rav Chisda versus Rabbi. Now Rav Huna gets into the picture. Rav Chisda Rabosai applies the din of Tzara Chayom. Rav Chisda says, Loke, you get Malkut if it's a Tzara Macha, not Tzara Chayom. But on the other hand, Rabosai, on the other hand, he says that if it's a Tzara Chayom, it's mutter, listen carefully, even by other malachas, but only Hotzah and Havar. Where does this come up? Rabbi Osai, this same machlokas over here by Hoel is also found in Masechta Psachim. We were in Psachim before, were we not? I'm off the screen. Okay. Masechta Psachim, the same machlokas, Rabbi Osai, of Hoel. I'll show it to you. Itmar, oh, beyond the call of Chris says loke, Rabbi says no. Loke, lo, I mean it ho, the Mikli Archim. Rabbi says he's to say ho. Omele, Rabbi, Rabbi Chris, the Jedach, damit, lo, I mean it ho, will. Hey, ofin, beyond the Shabbos. Hey, you can cook with the rice if beyond the call, so beyond the Shabbos, no problem. And both said, were you, what day was Shri Shal Pesach, let's see, what day of the week? Just happened a few weeks ago. Well, no. Friday. People cook from Friday to Shabbos. That's the Shabbat Doraisa. If you hold Hoel, so at a Doraisa level, you can cook this year, Shavuos is Sunday. And now it's starting to cook on Sunday for Sunday night. Yom Tov Lechol is always a Doraisa. If Rav Chisda denies Hoel, so how does he cook on Friday to Shabbos? What's my answer? Erev Tav Shil. What? Erev Tav Shil and Shavuos is Doraisa? No. Midoraisa, Tzorche, Shabbos, Nasin, B'yomtev. Rabbanan said no. What does it mean? Tzorche, Shabbos, Nasin, B'yomtev. Says the Netziv, you know what it means? It means mitoch. It means mitoch. It's considered to be a Tzorche, Yom Tzas, on Friday, to cook for Shabbos. One of the mitzvahs of every Friday is to cook for Shabbos. Yomtev included. Yontif included, Rabosa. Yontif included.
So in Galius, you can cook from one day Yontif to the other?
Has to show all of the others to Shabbos. Wow. Hold on, slowly. The question now becomes, Rabosai, if that's the case, how is it possible, Rabosai, to cook water to warm your feet? You pass and you're allowed to do it. Why? We think because of mitoch, right? No, but mitoch only applies to Otzon Amor, it's my bishul over here. So how did the Rambam explain the din? You're allowed to cook water to wash your feet. Says the Rambam tells you why. Because rechitza v'sicha, not mitoch. Harei heim b'chal achilo shtia. Acha sheyachal l'chol nevesh l'chol shetzorech aguf. L'fichach b'cham and cham b'yant of dirim v'rochetz b'hem ponim ala v'ragla, Rabosai. Why, Rabosai, why? It's considered like eating. Washing your hand, your face, your feet. It's like eating, mamish, like eating. That's why it's good. And it can't be because of mitoch. According to that, mitoch is only matter two malachas. Hotzon avar, you're talking about bishul. What about taking a bath? The full body bath in Yantar, what is he? Mutter us. Once it's clear, it's us. Why? So Tosus assumes you know why. Not shovel the chol nefesh. What did Rambam say? He denies all concept. I will call gufo also. You know why? Mishum gzeiras merchets. The famous gzeiras habalonim, which applies on Shabbos, according to the Rambam, applies on Yom Tov as well. Tosus says this. It doesn't hold. That's ridiculous. Tosus says the Masechta Beitza. They shami over here's the Mishnah we saw. Lo yocham adam lo yecham adam chama l'ragla v'alam kein ruin l'shtia b'esil matirin. But if I have a mitoch, can't be called the Rambam. It can't be. There's no mitoch by bishul. So what do you say? It's a question whether we consider washing your feet the same as eating or not. Beis Shammai says no, and Beis Hillel says yes. A little bit along the lines of the Arayim. Right? The Arayim said the question with a Sharanos is included in Achila. Rambam says, no, not Sharanos. Yeah, but just for Chitza. Because Chitza is as you washing your body, it's like eating your body, not to stop other Hanos in the world, not Hanos on Nefesh for sure, not guessing.
Why isn't it
Shavuot Nefesh? Slow. So Tosis over here. Watch this. Lo yechem adam chamel am kemur in the shtia v'im toma me'ezet tam shorei beis shamai v'afilu in the shtia, doesn't matter holes lemitov, who cares for all the shtia, who cares for all the shtia, who cares yesh lomar the marikon sheshose, you actually drink it, quotes Yerushalmi, you have to drink it u'beisil matirin. But that's for the raglav. Aval lechol gufa moda diyasa. You know why? The dover ashava lechol nefesh b'ina v'ze'en roi ala b'nei adam mi'u nogin. Who washes his whole body? Only Amerikayim mefunakim. Like when I lived there, I was talking about you guys. Showers were only, you were not permitted to take a shower except for Erev Shabbos. Like, you know, you can't eat matzah 30 days before Pesach. You can't shower 6 days before Shabbos until Friday. That was the minig I used to rail them then. And they also didn't know about deodorant in those days. So that was a double whammy.
But the Rambam came up for the same reason.
Can't! That's why the Rambam did not say it's us to bathe because it's not Shavuot L'chol Nefesh. He denied all kinds of Shavuot L'chol Nefesh. He considers washing the body to the kund of Achila. Mm-hmm. No. So why can't you bathe? You know why? Zeres Merchus. Told you why.
Zeres
Merchus.
That's only Shabbos, isn't it?
No. Tosos, Zeres Merchus only on Shabbos. Yup, that's the reason why you can't wash your whole body and a Shabbos L'chol Nefesh. But the Rambam denies and the Shavu L'chol Nefesh denies all content of it, has a Zeres HaMalonim, Zeres Merchots. Not Gemina potentially, Bizman HaZeh. Tov Shin Ayin Hey. What's the din? Strict halacha. That's a minig. Minig, you're not allowed to take a cold shower because you're afraid of schita. That's a minig. But I'll call it a strict halacha. May one take a shower on Yantar? That's a $64,000 question that the whole world is talking about. When I grew up, like, wasn't in people's private bathrooms, but from all I understood, no one took showers on Yantar. No one took showers on Yantar. I 3 days. I sweated through our coffers. I have 3 days of Shavuos, which could be 90 degrees every day. No one took showers on Yantar.
Talking full showers.
No one took full showers.
We're not talking about full showers. I'm thinking now.
Oh, no, huh? Maybe not in your house. There are many houses in which it's now become prevalent to take full showers on Yom Tov, and the logic is as follows. What Tosfos says is empirically no longer true. In the olden days, to take a full bath, they didn't have running, I don't know, they had showers, they had baths, right? They had no running water. They had baths. Who took a bath? A ma'unag. Everyone washed their hands and face and feet in hot water. When I was in I took my kids to one of those Revolutionary War restorations, I think it was in near Tarrytown, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe it was in New Jersey. A few weeks to take, those were always our Chalamoy trips we used to take. So one of the Chalamoy trips was a bedroom of yesteryear with a dresser, and on the dresser was a little basin, this big. I said, what's this? It's the hot water basin. They used to have some hot water, they used to drink tea, and they fill up the hot water basin. I said, what do they do with the hot water basin? Well, they'd wash their hands, they'd wash their face, they'd wash their feet. I said, did they ever wash their bodies in hot water? Did they wash their bodies in cold water? Yeah, he said, once a year, they go down to the river and wash their whole body in cold water. Once a year, cold water. This is the Revolutionary War period. Place a little before the Revolutionary War. They said, B'nei Adamu B'unogin will take full body baths. Who takes baths? Now, it's a question, because they always had bathhouses. They always had. The Romans had bathhouses. What do you mean, they had no bathhouses? So some of the Mepharshim want to suggest, we'll have to get this tomorrow, you know, they used to take a bath on rare occasions. On rare occasions. What's the book called? Come on. About the person in China, the good earth.
The good earth.
Good earth? Is that what it's called?
That's called Family China.
Pearl book. I read that book, at least the beginning of it. The guy never took a bath until before he got married. That's how the book starts. This guy is peasant. Oh, he's getting married. Oh, take a bath. What is that? World's changed.
No, those days, that's
like
perfume
is
such a big deal.
100%. So maybe the din should be different. Maybe today we should suggest that a shower should be mutter. On the other hand, there's a full literature about smoking. Now, I'm not discussing the danger of smoking. Smoking is dangerous, in my opinion, to us in the Torah all year long. But for argument's sake, I'll have some kind of something which is not dangerous. I don't know, they'll make some new scientific advances. Lu Yitzuya. Is a mutter or asr on Yom Tov? So if you look in the classical poskim, they talk about a heter to smoke on Yom Tov. Why? Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Everybody smokes. In America and in Europe, 100 years ago, I think most people smoked. I think so. You look up your. I want you for the internet for tomorrow. You get the smoking rates in the last 100 years. Today, Baruch Hashem, the Surgeon General discovered it's dangerous. And now a minority smoke. It's getting smaller. We should make sure it gets as our circles completely prohibited as much as we possibly can. So we'll have to stop you out of time. Tomorrow will be the final Shiur Mitzvah Shem on this sugya. And any question you want to ask on anything, you'll ask me tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last Shiur. And Thursday will be Bechinus, and I'll get the schedule tomorrow from Dov. So make sure you check it out today.
Does Shavu L'chol Nefesh go on a societal level?